My Family and Other Animals by Gerald Durrell. Read by Hugh Bonneville. CD 1. July had been blown out like a candle by a biting wind that ushered in a leaden August sky. A sharp, stinging drizzle fell along the Bournemouth seafront. It was the sort of weather calculated to try anyone's endurance. Considered as a group, my family was not a very prepossessing sight that afternoon, for the weather had brought with it the usual selection of ills to which we were prone. For me, lying on the floor labelling my collection of shells, it had brought catarrh, pouring it into my skull like cement, so that I was forced to breathe stertorously through my open mouth. For my brother Leslie, hunched dark and glowering by the fire, it had inflamed the convolutions of his ears so that they bled delicately but persistently. To my sister Margot, it had delivered a fresh dappling of acne spots to a face that was already blotched like a red veil. For my mother, there was a rich bubbling cold and a twinge of rheumatism to season it. Only my eldest brother, Larry, was untouched, but it was sufficient that he was irritated by our failings. It was Larry, of course, who started it. The rest of us felt too apathetic to think of anything except our own ills, but Larry was designed by Providence to go through life like a small blonde firework, exploding ideas in other people's minds, and curling up with cat-like unctuousness and refusing to take any blame for the consequences. Glancing moodily around the room, he decided to attack Mother as being the obvious cause of the trouble. "Why do we stand this bloody climate?" he asked suddenly, making a gesture towards the rain-distorted window. "Look at it! And if it comes to that, look at us! Margot swollen up like a plate of scarlet porridge, Leslie wandering around with 14 fathoms of..."